T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Kansas governor files lawsuit over church's pandemic order. We have the story.
Blue lights shine on Wichita healthcare workers and first responders. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Kansas Department of Labor has a new resource to help Kansans file unemployment. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It is a chilly start to the morning across south-central Kansas. Not as windy as it was yesterday, but conditions change for us this weekend. What's ahead for Saturday and Sunday? The complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says her administration is suing after a legislative council revoked her executive order that limited the size of religious gatherings to 10 people. Kelly says Kansans should act as if the executive order is in place.
I have all the faith in the world that Kansans will let this battle play out and that they will continue to stay home.
Governor Kelly is asking the Kansas Supreme Court to expedite the case, hopes to have a ruling by Sunday, which is Easter, traditionally the most attended church service of the year.
This is day 17 of a stay-home order in Sedgwick County. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 161 cases of COVID-19 in the county with 2 deaths. There are now 1,106 COVID-19 cases reported across Kansas with 42 deaths.
During this pandemic, Wichita City Hall downtown will be illuminated with a purpose, says Mayor Brandon Whipple.
I'm excited to announce that City Hall will be lighting up blue to show support for our emergency responders, medical professionals, and frontline workers keeping our community safe during this crisis. There's no way we can fully express our gratitude for everyone working through this pandemic, but this is one way we can shine a light on their hard work.
Wesley Medical Center is also going to light up blue during the nighttime hours as well.
Some good news from the Kansas Department of Labor.
With the number of Kansans filing unemployment claims continuing to rise, Governor Laura Kelly says the Kansas Department of Labor has created an additional resource to help people report their claims.
Kansas Department of Labor has launched a new phone system. This isn't going to solve all the problems that come up with the historic volume of calls. And we made the process quicker for an additional 1,375 weekly claims filers. Disconnects and busy signals will inevitably still happen.
Kelly says the new phone system, combined with new staff capacity, should help ensure that callers are connected to experts in a more timely fashion so that their claims can be processed. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill still struggling to figure out how to best help American workers through the crisis. As desperation grows, nearly 17 million people filed for unemployment benefits during the past 3 weeks.
In the Senate, a dispute over more funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. Leader Mitch McConnell tried to push an additional $250 billion Thursday morning. Democrats shot it down, saying it wasn't enough. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is working on her own proposal to beef up the already passed CARES Act. The president urged both sides to work together.
We need both. And it should be for people that are working, for the workers.
Vice President Pence said they want to open the country as soon as possible once the virus is contained. He said they're looking at the possibility of opening on a county-by-county basis. In Washington, Lauren Blanchard, Fox News.
Economics professor Jeremy Hill tells KNSS News Wichita's economy is going to take a pretty big hit because of the coronavirus virus pandemic. That's because of disruptions in supply lines to the area's airplane manufacturers.
We have Wichita declining more than the other parts of the state. It's possible for a 3-month cumulative we could decline closer to 35%, but Topeka declining only like 19%. Kansas City declining by 32%.
Hill says the longer the pandemic, the bigger the impact on the economy of South Central Kansas. Jeremy Hill is director of the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
How about playing a game of horse? Well, that's one of the options for TV viewing this weekend. We'll take a look at that coming up in sports.
Vice President Pence comments on when the president may reopen the economy. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
This is Joanne Jenkins.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Pete Meitzner, chairman of the Sedgwick County Commission, says during the pandemic, local hospital officials are grateful for the county's stay-home order that urged local residents to keep adhering to the order and maintain social spacing from others.
They're asking us to please continue to drive that message home for the next. We're just now entering into the critical stages, and we need to do this. It's April 8th, 9th. We need to do this for the next 2 to 3 weeks. We've got to get through April.
And there have been no deaths in Sedgwick County. There have been two deaths in Sedgwick County from COVID-19.
Vice President Mike Pence comments on when the president may reopen the economy.
Reopening the country, as the president is very anxious to do at the earliest responsible moment, will be through a combination of facts. First would be that we are at the end of the coronavirus for most major communities. Another piece of that is that we have therapeutics for Americans to take medicines if they contract the disease.
The Trump administration has been laying the foundation to push for a reopening parts of the U.S. economy as early as the beginning of May amid rising pressure over unemployment numbers.
One Easter bunny is finding herself behind bars after the neighbors didn't like what they found in some Easter eggs.
Police in Flagler County, Florida, got a bunch of calls over some Easter eggs which had been stuffed into residents' mailboxes. Instead of some sort of candy inside, there were actually pornographic images. The cops were able to eventually catch up with 42-year-old April Sestoni, whose car was full of inappropriate material. She apparently told them she was doing it to educate people. The woman and her egg basket were taken to jail, and now she's charged with 11 counts of distributing obscene material, driving with a suspended license, and violating the executive order regarding essential travel during the coronavirus pandemic. John Saucier, Fox News.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:10. Hey, this is Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted. Going to play the Secret Sound for you three times this hour. And on the third time, if you think you know what it is, you can give us a call at 869-1330. You could win two large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. Here is today's Secret Sound. Okay. Here's a clue. This sound could be classified as maintenance or preparation. Be listening for the Secret Sound. We're going to play it two more times this morning. Don't call now. Take your call at 7:40 this morning for Steve and Ted's Secret Sound. Those Papa John's pizzas are waiting for you. 7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock, Steve and Ted.
We have a traffic hazard reported. Could be slowing things down on McLean Boulevard just north of Pawnee. Watch for a slowdown there again. That's McLean Boulevard north of Pawnee. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Hello, and now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, Steve. Happy finally Friday.
Happy Friday. Good Friday. It's a good Friday. And
yes, it is.
Here we are. We made it to Friday.
Yeah, and you know what? As we got closer to the weekend, you know, we're gradually seeing things change. First, it was our cool down. Still not all that bad out there, though, and I'm sure you enjoyed it yourself as well. I hope all you guys did. I still saw a lot of people outside. The gardening, I know a lot of people have been doing that lately, but Steve, I just hope a lot of people kind of heeded our warnings yesterday and covered up those sensitive plants and the sensitive vegetation as well, because it's pretty cold out there right now, and some of our neighbors actually below freezing. So yeah, definitely seeing those colder changes, but pretty soon it's going to be the wet, possibly even wintry changes for some of our neighbors. So we've got a pretty strong dynamic storm system on the way, and let's go ahead and get right into things, let everybody know what to expect over the coming days. Partly cloudy skies today, only a 10% chance of maybe a passing sprinkle shower, but that just means we've got a better chance of staying dry. 60 degrees today, so another seasonably cool day. cooler than average, but still pretty normal for this time of year. Winds are going to be breezy out of the south at 10 to 20. More clouds tonight, and winds will still be out of the south. That's what's going to help keep our temperatures elevated, only dropping down to 48. So by the time we wake up early tomorrow morning, it's definitely not going to be as cold as what we're dealing with right now. And then we'll still have a slight chance of a passing shower tonight through early Saturday. Increasing clouds as we go through our Saturday, and then by the time we get into the evening, really any time after 4 o'clock, we'll have to watch out for an isolated storm. One or two of those could be strong or severe, so we'll have to watch out for that as well. Rain chances on the increase once we get into tomorrow night. After we see a warmer high of 76, we'll eventually fall all the way back down to 53 on Sunday. So the next cool down, it's going to be an even bigger one. We'll have a likelihood of some rain showers as we go through our Sunday. For some of our neighbors to the north, for anybody listening, they may be dealing with some snow up towards Barton County, possibly even Saline County. So if you plan on traveling north or traveling south or north to south, just make sure that you're aware of that come Easter Sunday. Rebounding into the 50s, but that's going to be the best that we'll be able to do next week, and we should be able to start the new work week off on a drier note. Right now, we're at 34 degrees. Northeast winds light at 5 miles an hour, one of the reasons why we're able to cool down so much. Wind chill, even though there isn't a whole lot of wind, still making it feel like 29 out there.
I don't think we got to down to freezing overnight. I don't think we got down to 32. I did take my wife's porch plants, and I brought those inside just in case, so.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We still got maybe another hour or so to, believe it or not, possibly drop another degree or two.
Could happen.
So still keeping an eye on things.
All right. Thank you, Ronell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams, KNSS. Are you considering implementing a work-at-home policy? VoxLink can help your business make a smooth transition toward the remote office environment and save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465, VoxLink. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Make it 7:14 on Good Friday and 34 degrees. Got a quick update on a news story for you this morning out of Lansing. An official says dozens of inmates at the Lansing Correctional Facility in Kansas rampaged through offices, breaking windows, setting small fires for several hours. Prison spokesman Randy Bowman says the disturbance started about 3 p.m. Thursday in medium security cell house C when several inmates refused to return to their cells. Says in an email cited by NBC News that by 1 a.m. this morning, 1 o'clock this morning, Friday, all inmates were secured. No injuries were reported. Staff members escaped the cell house safely. After this, the disturbance began. Bowman says it's unclear what started the riot, which initially appeared to involve about 50 inmates. That's the Lansing State Prison. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we have a missing person to tell you about this morning. Wichita Police Department asking for your help and our help in locating 68-year-old Robert White, last seen at his home in the 1300 block of West 1st Street at around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Robert's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia. He is 5 feet 10, 180 pounds, last seen in a tan cargo jacket, black khaki pants, and gray tennis shoes. And if you see Robert or know his whereabouts, please call 911 immediately. There is a photo. We've got two photos, I think, on our webpage, knssradio.com. You can check it out there and see what Robert looks like. Apparently, he has been out before. We've had a search for him at least one time before. Robert White, if you see him, call 911. 7:16 now, Steve and Ted here in KNSS. Ted, how's your family handling the shutdown or the stay-at-home, whatever we call it.
I think we're all just...
Everybody just enduring?
Yeah, on edge over the uncertainty, but trying to just get through day by day.
Yeah, every story we do, we try to...
I do have a family member who had their salary cut in half, so it's not an easy time for people.
Yeah, so people are making sacrifices, some of them health-wise, a lot of them when it comes to finances and so forth, and we wish all of our listeners the best, and keep listening to Steve and Ted, and we'll keep you posted. If we find out when it's over, we'll tell you as fast as we know. But I think it's going to be looks to me like that's going to be a gradual slope coming down the other side when we hit the top. We could hit the top any day now. In other words, the peak, and then come down on the other side. All right, Ted, 7:17 here, Steve and Ted in the morning.
Yeah, but then you're going to start hearing the argument, well, it's going down because we've shut down the economy and we've done social distancing.
Yeah, keep it shut down.
Well, okay. Well, how long do we do this?
Yeah, we really need some sort of
need a treatment or a cure.
Real good treatment and a real good vaccine or something.
Yep.
And we can start feel confident, really confident about things again. But the sooner the better. And yeah, we'll be patient. Keep cleaning our hands, keep washing our hands, and stay on top of the situation. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted, we don't have any ball games to tell you about, but there is some sports news, right?
Yeah, of course, talking about how to proceed and how things will look in the future. We just don't know a lot of that. What about college football played in empty stadiums with no fans? Paul Feinbaum from the Paul Feinbaum Show says college presidents are not going to tolerate that.
If it's not safe for fans to be in the stands, why would it be safe for athletes to be on the field? They're going through similar things, in some ways even worse. As bad as it is trying to walk into a football stadium at State College or Bryant-Denny or Notre Dame, you're not in a locker room, which is a very small place with 120 people. You're at least outside. There are dangers everywhere. So I understand the concepts that some people are throwing up, that maybe you could have the NBA recalibrate to start out initially without fans and see where we are on the calendar. But I think to start the college football season and say, we really don't have a plan for getting fans in there, but it's okay for 17 to 22-year-olds to be on the field is just simply unacceptable. And I would be very surprised if college presidents, who ultimately have the responsibility of those students and the student-athletes, to tolerate that. I think it would obliterate the rather shaky image we currently have of amateur athletics.
And how will things look as we proceed throughout the year? Well, not good, according to Bill Plaschke from the LA Times and The Athletic. He appeared on ESPN Radio on The Will Cain Show.
I do think sports will figure it out. They'll get it figured out by the end of the year. At least these doctors are saying they think there'll be a way to do it. But at that point, baseball is done. Basketball is done. Now, I think, and I said in my column, you probably think this is crazy. I think you start football whenever you can start it. If you start football in December or January, you start it then, and you play in the spring.
We'll see what happens. The Big 12 Conference is already implementing salary cuts. Of course, every school is going to start feeling this financial downfall. Iowa State has already cut salary cuts for the coaches totaling $3 million, no coaching bonuses. Now the Big 12 Conference is doing it at the league level. The Big 12 Conference has implemented 10% salary cuts across the board for all employees in the conference office, and nobody gets a year-end bonus.
Oh.
So,
which is common, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be
more and more common.
That's
throughout,
going to be common throughout the business world as we start going on.
Absolutely.
As this goes longer and longer.
Yeah.
What about the NBA? What about televised game of horse? Well, that's kind of what we've come down to.
The NBA and ESPN have locked down a televised game of horse that will feature 8 basketball stars. The NBA Horse Challenge will include association standouts like Chris Paul and Trae Young, as well as a couple of WNBA stars, including newly named Hall of Famer Tamika Catchings, as well as fairly recent NBA alums in a single elimination format. The shot-for-shot competition will be filmed at home locations, each player on their own indoor or outdoor court per social distancing guidelines. The quarterfinal matchups will tip off on Sunday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
You play horse when you were a kid? Everybody did.
Sure.
Did you have one of those baskets on your driver where you could get behind the basket and throw the ball over the
top?
No,
we had ours on the
yours is on the roof, on the garage. Yeah.
So it was a little difficult to do that.
So your trick shot would be...
Well, you could stand in the garage and kind of extend your hand out and try to do something like that. Yeah, of course.
Tricky stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was part of the fun of horse.
Well, people have
coming up with the weird shots.
It's a game where you basically, you shoot, and if somebody doesn't make the same shot you did, you get a letter. That's the way that's the way you play horse. Or you can play pig if you don't have much time.
Yeah, you can shorten it up. I played horse tons when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Horse.
That was fun.
If everybody's playing on their own, home, indoor, outdoor courts, whatever, what if you don't have the thing that somebody else uses for their trick shot? Mm. What if, like you were saying, what if it's attached to your house and somebody makes an over-the-backboard shot that you cannot make?
I'll let ESPN and NBA figure
that out. Yeah,
they'll have to.
Might be as much fun seeing a couple of 11-year-old kids do it.
Kids play horse anymore?
Oh, my grandsons do.
Oh, they do? Yeah, okay.
I played it with them. You bet.
All right, good.
Horse. All right, 7:21 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted, and we're going to play the sound for you here in a second. And if you think you know what it is, file it away, because in a few minutes we'll play it one more time. And the last time we played it, you'll have a chance to call in, and maybe win a couple of pizzas from Papa John's Pizza. Here is today's secret sound. Hint! This is often heard in backyards. Secret Sound, we'll play it again here in a few minutes. Your chance to win a couple of pizzas from Papa John's Pizza Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted. 7:22 now, keep it up for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Making face masks in Kenya. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.